News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. Extreme cold this morning, minus 19, wind chill minus 43. I'm Chris Conley with a web news update from WSAU AM and FM and WSAU.com. In the bitter cold at Lambeau Field, the Packers' season has come to an end.
Kick to the uprights. It is good. And the San Francisco 49ers have ended the Green Bay Packers season.
As heard on the Packers radio network on WSAU, 49ers 23, Packers 20, as the Packers defense was unable to get off the field late in the game. You'll hear more in sports coming up with Tom King. Now, almost every school district in our area is canceled. Here is our school closing list brought to you by Bill's Service Center. Closed today, Abbotsford, Adams Friendship, Almond Bancroft, Antigo, Athens, Auburndale, Bowler, Clintonville, Colby, Coleman, Crandon, D.C. Everest, Edgar, Elko, Faith Christian Academy, Freedom, Gilman, Granton, Greenwood, Iola Scandinavia, Lac de Flambeau, Lakeland, which includes Lakeland Union High School, MHLT Elementary, and AVW Elementary, Loyola, Loyal, Manawa, Marathon, Marshfield, Medford, Menasha, Merrill, Mid-State Technical College, all campuses, Minocqua, Mosinee, Nina, Nielsville, Nakusa, New London, Newman Catholic Schools, North Central Technical College, all campuses, North Lakeland, Northland Lutheran, Northland Pines, Oneida Nation, Owen Withy, Phelps, Phillips, Pittsville, Port Edwards, Prentice, Pulaski, Rhinelander, Rib Lake, Rosholt, Shawano. We are updating our list here. Shiocton closed today. Spencer, Stanley Boyd, State College of Beauty Culture, Stevens Point, Stratford, Suring, Thorpe, Three Lakes, Tigerton, Tomahawk, Tomorrow River, Tri-County, Wabino, Wapaka, Wausau Public and Private Schools, Watoma, Wyawega, Fremont, White Lake, Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin Valley Lutheran, and Wittenberg-Burnhamwood. Some schools have already posted cancellations or delays for tomorrow morning as well. You can get that information in real time at our website, wsau.com/cancellations. As for the extreme cold, Todd Pritchard from the State Emergency Management Office says it's frostbite that you have to be concerned about.
If we get into the minus 40, 50, minus 60 range, you can have frostbite in 5 minutes or less of exposure to the wind.
Temperatures tonight factoring in the wind chill could fall to minus 60. We have a better idea of what caused Saturday night's roof collapse at International Packaging Corporation in Wausau. Fire investigators say the roof gave way just after an employee driving a forklift crashed into one of the building's support beams. That left an 80-foot section of the roof that came crashing down. It also damaged the sprinkler system, which led to a flooding and icing problem. None of the 20 employees inside the building were hurt, but we don't know yet how long it'll take to make repairs. Congress comes back to session today, and Senator Ron Johnson tells WSAU that he is going to file a lawsuit over the Affordable Care Act. At issue is subsidies that members of Congress and their staffs receive that the American people don't.
Congress has definitely been carved out with special treatment as it relates to the fact that now they've lost their coverage, as millions of Americans are also losing the coverage. Members of Congress and their staff are the only people in America whose employer can actually contribute into, you know, paying for health care that they get out of the exchanges. Every other American is only going to qualify for the subsidy based on income. I think that's wrong. That's special treatment. That's Congress not living with the same laws or by the same laws that they pass.
Congress will also soon be dealing with a possible extension of unemployment benefits.
Making good on a New Year's resolution, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has set a vote today on a plan to extend long-term unemployment insurance. The benefit created during the Bush administration was not renewed in the bipartisan budget agreement, ending the temporary assistance for more than a million out-of-work Americans. The problem for many Republicans is how to pay for it. The unemployment program costs about $26 billion a year. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
Let's check our bitter cold Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Bitter cold out there for this Monday. A few flurries, partly cloudy skies, a high of 13 below zero with wind chills as low as 50 below zero at times. For tonight, still dangerously cold, partly cloudy skies with a low of 23 below. For your Tuesday, partly cloudy, very cold, not quite as breezy, a high of 5 below zero. On Wednesday, mostly sunny and just a little milder, a high around 6 above zero. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
It is a great morning for staying indoors under the blankets. We have the six-day forecast and the hour-by-hour temperatures on our weather page at wsau.com/weather. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.